Everybody loves Donna Mike.
Everybody keep cool. Everybody keep cool. Everybody keep cool.
Stay cool. Stay cool.
Everybody loves Donna Mike.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they mean.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Hello, peanut butter buddy.
Hey, buddy.
That's the end of the round.
There you go. Oh, man. Good dog.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Old Man and all the ships at sea. They're going to dress you up in their love all over your body. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Great commercial. Thank you, Robay.
Hello, and thank you for listening coast to coast, still nationwide, and still via Westwood, my darling. Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara right here. That's why we insist you refer to it as your cotton-picking Don my show.
Please remember that sooner or later, love is going to get you.
And big karaoke today on the show.
That's right.
Of course, we work at the radio station that smells like a coffin.
Not as bad as upstairs.
Oh, for a change, the air conditioning is broken upstairs.
Yeah.
And it's operating down here on the programming floor.
Yeah, wait till I tell you about my conversation with the owner of the building.
Thank goodness for a happy change. It's cool down here. Radio station WJFK, station running to the ground by Ken Stevens. Now, there's the manager.
Yes, he's really behind you.
Absolutely, he's Johnny supportive.
Really stands behind the show.
Ken Stevens' face covered with hideous skin tags. Six car garage at Al.
Yeah.
Then you have Jeremy Coleman. Have you checked out Jeremy's hair?
No, I didn't even notice today. I always kind of look down at the ground when he passes by.
I'll tell you about that in a moment. He's the program director. He's from London, you know.
Yeah.
As we speak, he's in a little ball underneath his desk on the third floor. Big Daddy Mel rules the world from New York City. Let's rub on those gigantic cufflinks for good luck. Let's chew on a search. And, of course, our agent Junior Soprano in Chicago still mad that we turned down that VH1 gig. That's the chain of command, and I hope that by now you soccer moms have learned the drill and you've taken Junior and Missy and moved them way to the back of your minivan because I have just whipped it out again.
Man, that looks like an antenna of some kind.
Oh, no. Again, Mike, for better reception. A perfectly executed opening to this big-time major market radio show. Hey, it's no lie. Arbitron Ratings show we have 5 million kooky, crazy listeners.
Wow.
God love them. And for that, we're very, very thankful. And we humbly thank you for your patronage. Here he is to my left and to your right. I don't know if you checked your email or not today, Mike.
Yeah?
Today,
yeah?
The worst offering ever. From Mr. Porno, Guy Birdley over there.
Really?
Yes, there he is. My friend and yours, Mr. AOL, you've got syphilis, Buzz Birdley. Hello, Gus.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Oh, I had to respectfully request that Mr. Burbank forego his emails to me due to the fact that my computer is located in the boudoir. Uh-huh. And when one time I was
That's
downloading...
That's the best place for a baby carriage full of pornography.
I just said, Buzz, please, don't send me any more. Was today's awful?
Today's... Well, it depends on your perspective.
Mm-hmm. Awful or fantastic?
It was either really great or really awful.
Mm-hmm.
It was highly explicit and quadruple X-rated. The offering
really?
Today for Buzz
yes,
Burbank.
Yes, it was. Where does he keep them all?
And we thank you, Buzz.
You're welcome.
As I mentioned, I think, yesterday at this time, I think many of those are personal photos from the Elson family album.
A few.
And we thank you for that, our friend Guy Birdley. Today will be a big day on the show. Dual guest today.
Yes.
After a long time of talking about having this guy on the show, finally the Crocodile Hunter will be on.
Yay. I am so Steve Irwin. I am really excited about having him on the show.
I was watching his show last night on Animal Planet.
Yes.
He was doing a thing about turtles. About how male turtles fight.
Right.
And the thing that cracked me up was when he was doing his story, he was underwater and he had on those big goggles.
Right.
Except he was still wearing his khaki shirt and his khaki shorts.
That's what he's comfortable in, mate.
And his big Herman Munster shoes. So we'll be talking to Steve Irwin, the animal hunter, today.
Crikey.
And Rob, just about an hour till you go to the shopping mall to pick up rock icon Rob Grill.
I've told everyone, I'm proud to say I've said something today to a guest I've never said. I'll meet you at the mall at 4:15.
There you go.
And you know, this almost didn't happen because...
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
Well, the Cheese Dick Jazz radio station...
Please
that
don't
is...
mention them by name because we made a deal that we wouldn't mention them by name. That's how they're being cool about it. So they're another station in town.
Part of the settlement.
Okay. Thank you.
You know, the station that doesn't even play grassroots records.
Uh-huh. People are constantly trying to cramp your style.
Of course, we don't play grassroots records either.
Right.
But
station was very concerned that
I was going to be involved in the grassroots concert. That's happened before.
Yeah, it's happened the last two times that they've come to town.
Right.
The radio stations have been aligned with the grassroots.
We can deal with that.
That's fine. Rob Grill will be coming by today.
That's a personal relationship that you have with Mr. Grill.
And because I won't be performing with them tonight, so I go to my kids' game, we have karaoke versions of many of the grassroots' biggest hits. Mike, I'm sure you know Wait a Million Years.
Okay.
All of the lonely nights waiting for you to come, longing to hold me tight. I need you so desperately, waiting for you to come, bringing your love to me.
Oh, man, he's good.
But I wait a million years. As you can tell, I'm in fine form today.
You're ready. Fantastic. You're ready. You know, that's the way you want to do it, huh? Just like bungee jumping. Dive right in, right?
Hey, I practiced, man.
Good job.
So,
Rob Grill from my favorite group of all time, the Grassroots, he will be by today to sing also on the show.
Never met the guy. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. He's a good guy. We'll rap with him about what it's like to do a shopping mall tour.
Cool.
When he comes by the show.
All right.
Also, you know, I hate tooting my own horn, but I do want to point out again to those people who enjoy throwing it on our faces that we are not actually in show business.
Yes.
I would just like to point out, and I'm sure you'll have this waiting for you at your mailbox when you get home today, Mike.
Did you get another one?
And you'll notice the postmark, Hollywood, California.
That is right from Hollywood.
Screen Actors Guild.
Which you and I are members.
It is another one of the major residual checks.
How much is the windfall this week?
For her appearance on Babylon 5.
And the total is?
After taxes?
What'd you get?
Taxes. They take out taxes.
Taxes.
Oh, that's worth not even worth the paper. $2.64.
Yeah!
Got
bigger than the last one, I think.
Before taxes.
Right.
$4.55.
Those add up.
Yeah, they took out federal tax, Social Security, Medicare, and California state tax.
That is exciting. I tell you, just add it to the Hollywood screenwriter's kitty.
Show you that right there. Rob?
Yes?
As has become a tradition on this show, would you please get me a lighter?
There you go.
I will once again thumb my nose at the Hollywood Authority, and I'm going to burn...
There you go.
...yet another residual check.
Fantastic. It's worth it.
That's right, because I thumb my nose at Hollywood.
So glad you've never asked me to do that, because I have saved all of mine.
If I could, if I didn't think we'd get in trouble, I would use it after a nice BM.
Well, you probably wouldn't get in trouble, but I don't think we'd want to see that. No.
Well,
we'll watch the burning.
Yeah, okay. We'll burn the check as soon as Rob comes in with the... with the matches. Robbie?
Does he have a... Rob, did I steal your Zippo? Do you have a Zippo lighter somewhere?
Somewhere, but Miss Cherry is closer.
Okay, very good.
There you go. This is the sound. Listen.
Mm-hmm.
That's the sound of a big lighter. And here it goes, Mike.
Very good.
From Warner Brothers Television Productions, paid to the order of Don Geronimo, $2.64.
You are a major effing star of
Babylon,
the highest order.
Babylon 5, Voice in the Wilderness.
There it is.
And let me see if you can hear this. I guess there is no sound to this one.
No, Don, it would be a log that crackles.
There it is.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, major fire. Major fire in the studio.
Oh, dear.
You still holding it? It's gone, Mike. I'm now to the part of the check where they just have the deduction.
Oh, there you go.
There it goes.
Now, Mike, do you burn your checks?
No, Buzz, as I said earlier, I saved them all. And that right now, I believe I've got a total of $16 in the bank.
Oh, wow.
Based on those checks.
I burned at least $12 worth of checks, man.
It's very exciting every time we have a check burning in here.
Rob, is that situation under control?
Yeah,
Rob, why don't you go get me a fire extinguisher? I'm serious.
No, we're okay.
I'm serious. Go get a fire extinguisher.
Are you all right?
Well, but...
Avoid putting it in a plastic.
Oh, the plastic's on fire.
He put it in a plastic trash can.
That can be dangerous.
That can be dangerous.
Put it out. There we go. Pins out.
Stand
on. Pins out.
Watch your eyes. Watch your eyes.
God forbid we ever have a real fire in here because there's going to be no fire extinguisher left.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
That did the trick, didn't it?
Yeah.
Looks good.
Fire's out.
Oh, come on. You know you want to give it another. No, don't give it another. Smell that. Oh. Oh, my God.
Hey, Mike.
Oh, no, don't even think about it. Oh, wow.
Here's one for you, Buzz.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man,
oh, look at that. I got it all over Buzz's window.
That's the first time that window's been clean in years.
Boy, it's cool. Do you feel how cool that stuff
is? Sure, it's fire extinguisher, Mike.
Oh, I can't. Don,
yeah?
It hasn't gotten to you yet, but you're not going to be able to breathe.
I don't think that there's a smell.
Oh, there it is.
I can smell it over
What's
here.
With you? What's wrong? Are you human?
I don't.
Are you human? Are you a human being?
I'm all right. I smelled a little something now. That's refreshing, man. That's a good smell. No, really, the smell has not reached me. Maybe because I was spraying it in all other directions.
Oh, man, that's powerful.
I guess that's why firemen wear gas masks and stuff, right?
Right.
You okay, Mike?
No.
Man.
Thank God. It's dissipating. That's good. That's good. It's dissipating.
Yes, Robbie?
The window's open.
How are you, Rob?
I'm
you
great.
Doing?
I'm great. I'm really effing great. The window's open, and because of, I believe it's designed to disperse quickly for the safety factor, so I think we're all going to be okay.
How can the window be open? We don't have any windows that open.
The door's
open.
Oh,
the door is open.
Yeah, okay.
It's not the fumes.
Okay.
All right, maybe I'm getting a little something now. Maybe I know what you guys are talking about. It's a little stronger than nail polish remover.
Chemical smell is what it is.
It's a little bit. Well, Mike, when you're fighting fires...
You gotta fight fires.
That's what you gotta do.
But yeah. God bless you for grabbing the microphone at the same time as the fire extinguisher so we could hear.
Thank you, bud. Oh, we just had somebody on the phone and I just hung up on him. Today is the 26th of August. It's Thursday, and the phone number, 1-877-365-3636, or as my followers and I like saying, us re-okay. Dodo, Mike?
Yes.
Mike, what's your phone number?
I don't know.
You don't have it anymore?
It's Ken Ray Dodo.
Buzz, do you have yours and Mike?
Up Pen Lendo for me, up Pen Kendo for Mike.
Ah. There you go.
Up Pen Kendo.
Right.
Right on.
Hello, Don and Mike. Yeah.
It's a furball.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi there.
Don.
Yes.
I was wondering if you know what happened to Jack Diamond.
What do you mean what happened to him?
I heard he's no longer on the radio.
Well, that would be a happy day, but no, I haven't heard that, sir.
Yeah, well, that's a rumor.
All right, thank you.
Really?
Well, that's a good rumor if it's true.
Hello. Chase that one down. I'd like to find out if that's true or not.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, kick ass! Woo!
Okay, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, today is Chris Burke's birthday. Can we get a tribute?
Yes.
You mean the great Chris Burke?
The talent that is.
He's 34 today.
Do we have a copy of Poison Ivy?
Yeah.
I'm getting a little lightheaded. I'm not being facetious. I'm getting
like
a little bit lightheaded. That is potent stuff. That
what's in there? Can somebody read like what can happen if it's in a closed space?
Fire extinguisher stuff, man.
Hey, it's better than burning alive, Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I don't know what those other people were calling about, but I'm not calling about that. I'm calling about something else. Okay. You guys want to know what?
Sure, I'll ask what, sir.
I'm calling about my butt.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
Hello there.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Kara. How are you?
Hi, Kara.
Hi. I was calling because I know yesterday you caught your wife on the cell phone.
Yes, I did. She accidentally turned on her cell phone while she was in the grocery store, and we got to hear her for what seemed like an eternity.
Right. Well, that happened to me, too, about 3 years ago. And what it was is a guy I was dating at the time, pretty seriously, he accidentally hit his cell phone and called me.
Hold on. Are you okay, Mike?
No, I am not.
Would you like a moment to leave the room?
I just might want to take a walk down the hall. I'm going to be all right. Let me keep it together here. But that's, I just got, the room's moving around, guys.
Wow.
It really is.
And she's gone.
Oh, boy.
The girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
Man, oh, man.
Boy. All right, now it says on my screen, this must be from the engineering department.
Uh-huh.
NCR check paper, and that's the paper that the check was written on,
right,
is carcinogenic.
Uh-huh.
Halon displaces oxygen.
Uh-huh.
Get the doors open now.
Okay.
So apparently that would be why we're feeling lightheaded, because there's a lack of oxygen in the room right now. But the door is open. Besides, it was a small check, man. It was only for $2.64. It was a very small check.
Right.
It wasn't one like one of those big, gigantic checks.
Right.
And it certainly was not like one of those who wants to be a millionaire check.
No, not like that at all.
Did you watch that show last night?
Yep.
You're about to fall over.
I did. I watched that show.
You are about to cradle over, aren't you?
I watched that show.
And what can you tell me about that show?
No, I didn't watch it last night. I didn't watch it last night. I watch TV, though.
Well, hey, Kara?
Yeah?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so anyway, I was dating this guy at the time pretty seriously, and he called me by, he didn't know it, but on his cell phone he hit send, and I was really into him at the time, but while he was calling, he was painting a house with a friend,
yeah.
And I'm one of those people at that time anyway that I'm very against any kind of drug use.
Mm-hmm.
And well, during this call, he was using a plethora of different drugs, but I had no idea that he was into.
Wow.
So I ended the relationship.
All right,
and
then
I ended up marrying his best friend, who was there with him painting the house.
Okay. Oh, man.
You okay, Mike?
I'm fine.
You okay?
That's fine.
You're turning a little green.
That's okay.
Hello.
That is okay. That's weird. You've done that in here before.
Yes, we've unloaded the fire.
Wendell, what the hell is in there?
Wendell?
What is that crap?
Reading the label here, which, of course, you have no time to do when you're fighting a fire.
Right.
Warning, the concentrated agent, when applied to fire, can produce toxic byproducts. Avoid inhalation of these products by evacuating and ventilating the area. Mm-hmm. Do not use in confined space less than 700 cubic feet per extinguisher.
Well, is this less than 700 cubic feet per extinguisher?
What shall I get first, a measuring tape or a fan?
Get a fan. Be right back. You know, also the trash can liner was burning, so you had burning plastic fumes in the air with everything else.
Oh, really? I'm fine. I swear to God, good. I'm absolutely fine.
I can smell it, but I'm okay.
I'm okay. Are you all right, Mike?
Oh, Mike's read the label. Now he's lost.
We won't get Mike back for a while when he starts to read a label. Hello, Don and Mike.
Not anymore.
What are you reading? What are you reading?
Concentrated agent when applied.
Share it with the class.
Can produce toxic byproducts. Avoid inhalation of these products by evacuating and ventilating the area. Do not use in confined space.
That's the same thing Wendell just read.
Per extinguisher.
Okay, here's your fan. Hold on. Here comes the fan. What's the problem? Can you guys plug the fan in? What's the deal there, Robbie?
We were just discussing whether it be more effective to blow air in or suck air out.
Put the fan right up by Mike, because Mike is feeling the effects of this. I'm feeling fine now. Buzz, you feeling okay?
I'm okay, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Robbie, how you feeling?
Yeah, like normal.
Okay. Uh-oh, then. Plug the fan in, Mike. Here you go. Here's
the
fan right now.
A little hungover, but not bad.
What's Mike that fan? Did you get that fan, Mike?
Yeah, point the fan, like, where the stuff is all on the wall, and then blow that over here. Get the goddamn fan in the doorway where the fresh air is, moron.
Oh, don't yell at them. When you were reading the label, I told them to put the fan there,
God.
Mind you.
Okay.
Please.
Put the fan right next to the...
I told them to put the fan
put
there.
Put the fan on top of where I sprayed all the stuff, and then blow that on me.
I told him to do it.
Who knows?
Jeez.
Come on.
Well, with you and with, you know, with Gristlehead, I know it takes like 8 minutes for anything to get to your cranium.
I'm in here.
I am fine. I'm feeling a little lightheaded. That is all. I don't think there's that. You said if I look pale.
You looked a little green. Just a little green. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello. How are you?
Hello, Don and Mike. Jason, Mike, here is a firefighter on the line.
Hi, Jason.
Hello. For those who serve. Hello, Jason.
Hello, how are you? Set the fan in the door and point the fan blowing into the studio, and that'll force all the air out. All the old air out of the studio.
Already done.
And put fresh air in.
Already done, says Fire Marshal Speedway.
What can this stuff do to you?
I don't know about that. I usually don't blow it in my face.
I didn't blow it directly in Mike's face.
No, it's just dispersed in a confined area like it said on the fire extinguisher. And my question once again would be, what can this stuff do to you?
I don't think it's going to kill you. Just breathe some fresh air.
I don't think so either.
It'll be okay.
I think it's like any aerosol, like when kids do that type of thing, you know. I mean, that's, you get lightheaded.
You might get limp as dickus for a while.
No, that'll never happen.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, is that the first time Mike has ever said goddamn on the radio?
Oh, no, he said it many times before.
Yeah, just, I've rarely said it with that much vigor.
I enjoy throwing that out. Mike saves them for special occasions.
That's right, when I'm really emotional.
I do know it's the first time I've ever been called a gristlehead. And frankly, that hurts more than the Lord's name in hand.
I apologize, Rob, but I stand by my statement.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, man.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello, you are on the air.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
It was better than Mallet. Investigative team for this.
Mallet Head was going to be my original choice. Mallet Head is just so trite.
It doesn't reflect the way I eat.
Gristle Head.
Like gristle Head.
The kind of gristle you find on steak they serve with steak and eggs.
That's right. You can chew on it and then spit it out.
There you go, and it still tastes good.
It tastes great, my
Gristle Head, man. I'm coming out of it. Can you tell I'm coming out of it?
Yeah, good.
Welcome back to the world.
Hello.
Is he down?
No, he just took a mouthful of water and spit it out all over himself. You're a funny man.
See, I'm doing psych gigs. I'm okay.
Hello.
Hello, Don?
Yes, sir.
I need the Don Mike investigative team for this one.
For what, sir?
I work down on K Street, 19th and K Street downtown.
D.C., right.
D.C. There's a guy in the 1900 K Street building who spackled his window this morning at 9 o'clock for the world to see. And, of course, I had to look across the ceiling.
Wait. When you say spackle, you're talking about he actually...
You mean east?
With relish?
The man standing up by his window at 9 o'clock this morning.
Don't start a sentence with no.
That's the Dennis Murphy rule.
Oh, and I gotta tell you. Hold on.
I promise I'll come right back to you. Stay right there. I have to tell you the latest on Dennis.
Is there something new with Dennis? A new development with Dennis?
Well, you know, we set him up for a month to take the bus trip today with the 50 listeners to go to King's Dominion.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole part of the trip was that Dennis was going to be the house mother for the trip.
Right.
Dennis was going to have the wireless microphone. Dennis was going to have the cell phone.
Right.
Dennis was going to phone in the reports. You remember that even in yesterday's episode, Dennis Murphy called late in the show and he said, hey, I need to talk to Charlie or to Mike Rockhead to find out the details on where I'm going to catch the bus.
Right.
So we gave him all the information, and this morning at 9 o'clock, all the listeners were on the bus. 50 people are there. The bus waited for an extra hour, and guess who never showed?
Dennis?
Dennis P. Murphy.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable. So unless he is, you know, lying on his floor,
right,
you know, with his body starting to decompose,
at
this
point,
Dennis would be on the OUT list.
Oh, my God. Really? He didn't post?
Yeah. Wow. So there's no leader for the group to King's Dominion today.
Oh, my.
I don't know how we're going to communicate with the 50 people who are on the party bus.
That's amazing.
Because, you know, we didn't give them the equipment and stuff.
Right.
So, right now, I don't know what's happening. If you do know where Dennis Murphy is, please give us a call. Hold on. Here is the producer holding his nose.
Why are you holding your nose? You take lots of calls from lots of people. Tell me right now why you're holding your nose.
It stinks in here. Because of the fire extinguisher thing.
He's got to breathe.
Hi.
What?
You heard me.
Okay, don't call me that again. Do not ever call me that again.
Don't ever be that.
Very, very lightheaded.
Okay.
Boys.
All right.
Make nice.
All
right.
I'm sorry.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Apology accepted.
Thanks. Why did I come in here?
I don't know. I didn't call you in.
You're holding your
Dennis.
Nose. Dennis.
Remember I told you he'd probably drive himself down there?
Right.
He's there.
Oh, he is there.
Yep.
What about the equipment, though? We couldn't give him the equipment because he didn't show up.
The telephone is what we were going to have him use.
Was there any explanation given by Dennis about why he was late?
I haven't spoken to him.
Okay.
Somebody called. He was getting ready to sing karaoke.
Oh, my God.
All right, so I guess we will hear from him at some point today.
Okay.
Thank you, Chuck.
I couldn't make it on time. I just couldn't make it on time.
Mr. Murphy. Okay. So listen, what else did you want to say?
Well, this... You're talking to me now?
Yes, sir.
All right. This guy, I was told by a buddy of mine, if I can get through, he'll find out the guy's name and where he works.
All right. This was a guy who was supposedly, he was pleasuring himself?
He was pleasuring himself up against the window.
Like for everybody to see?
He was looking down, I guess, to make sure no one was watching. He didn't figure that people work across from him that are up above him.
What floor was he on?
He's on the fifth floor.
On the fifth floor?
He's wearing khakis and a green shirt.
Was he observing, was he doing anything to help him along, or was he just like engaging in some little fantasy?
I don't know. My guess was a fantasy. He wasn't holding anything else, like a magazine.
Like a magazine, guys.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, we'll put the word out. If anybody saw a man pleasuring himself high above K Street this morning.
All right.
1900 K Street.
All right.
All right. Okay. We don't want to get you. Give us this cubicle.
We got you. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Hello.
Radio Baby Jesuses.
Hey, is this Nathan?
This is Nathan in Modesto, California.
Yes, hello, Nathan.
Yeah, I'm working on a low, low budget adult film, and the main character in the movie he ends up going crazy and hearing voices, and he listens to the Don and Mike show all the time, and I was wondering how you felt about having Don and Mike dropped in the movie.
That would be fine. You mentioned this is a low-budget, what is it, low-budget porno?
Yeah, it's very, very low-budget.
Is it low-budget like you're going to view it in your living room and that's where it'll end?
Yeah, it's got a few scenes in a living room, a mattress on the floor, you know how it goes.
Who's going to watch this movie besides you when it's done?
Well, we're going to distribute it from, let's see, Northern California all the way down to Southern California and then hopefully all the way across to Virginia.
No, I guess we don't have a problem with that, do we?
Well, I have no problem with it at all. You think you can get a major distributor for this thing?
Not yet. We're not even going to really be marketing it that much. It'll probably be sold at a few flea markets. That's about it.
Who knew that you could buy porno at flea markets?
Flea markets. Wow.
All right, sure. Yeah, go ahead with our blessing.
Table number five, sir.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, how are you?
Hey, buddy.
Testicles to all.
Right on.
I was one of the original writers of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Wants to be a millionaire.
Wants to be a millionaire.
Murphy. We were thinking more along the lines of a blonde host, say along the lines of Pamela Anderson or other hotties like that.
Really? I don't think Pam Anderson would be a good host for a game show.
No, she wouldn't be able to keep up.
Who do you think would be a better host?
Than Regis? I don't know, but certainly not Pam Anderson. She's as dumb as a box of rocks. She makes Regis look like a Mensa member.
It's a game show. You need Tom Kennedy.
You know, one of those dudes.
Tom Kennedy.
Tom Kennedy, yeah.
Jim Lang, Bob Eubanks, Dennis James.
Peter Samarkin.
Peter Lecoq. Peter Marshall. That was Peter Marshall's real name.
Fine game show.
Who wants to be a millionaire with Peter Lecoq?
Were you really a writer on that show?
Yes, sir, I was.
Jack Barry.
In what regard were you a writer for Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
When they wanted to come up with a concept, we figured what would bring in the most amount of money. And then 900 schemes came into it. AT&T entered the picture. And we came up with people calling to answer questions.
But isn't the actual idea for the show, isn't that like stolen from Europe?
It's a British game show.
Well, we had a lot of concept shows.
He's lying.
No, this guy's full of crap.
Right. He is lying through his teeth.
Definitely.
Gentlemen, I'm sorry to hear you're having a problem because of the carcinogens in your fire extinguisher.
No. You're lying because you were never really a writer for Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
And the carcinogens were in the check, not the fire extinguisher. You got that one wrong, too.
Not only is this guy lying, but there's like consecutively now running, there are five versions of it running across the world.
Right.
So, I mean,
of that show, you mean?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Oh, now everyone's a brain surgeon on the mic show.
All right, goodbye.
Who wants to be a dumbass?
Goodbye. I watched it last night, and I think Robbie, don't we have the phone number for the guy that was on last night and pussied out? It was a guy from Virginia.
Right.
Have you noticed that most of the contestants on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire are from D.C., Maryland, Virginia?
It's astonishing how many make it to the final, right?
Maybe it's because they're cheap and they don't want to fly anybody like from the West Coast to be on the show since they tape it in New York.
That's right.
But they had a guy on last night. The guy's a real nerd. I read in the newspaper today, this guy is like a game show expert. He's been on Card Sharks.
Oh, really?
Jeopardy. He's been on a ton of different shows.
And he got to the $500,000 mark.
Yeah,
right?
And then they let him look at the question for $1 million, which I know we discussed yesterday. We don't like that philosophy.
Sure.
They let him look at it, and he backed out.
Yeah, he wussied out.
And I thought it was a relatively easy question. It was who won the first Grammy for hard rock metal in 1989? It was
Jethro Tull.
Metallica.
Right.
In Living Color. Jethro Tull and someone else. I thought it was a pretty easy question, but the guy backed out at the last minute. Anyway, point of this being, we have his phone number, and at some point today, we will cold call him to see how he feels.
So if he took the question and got it wrong, he would have lost the 500 grand, right?
Right.
Yeah, okay.
But it was a pretty easy question.
Well, it was easy for us, but maybe he was just completely stumped by it.
And he was out of lifelines. Yeah, that's right. He had wasted all his lifelines.
Wants to be a millionaire.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Dynamite.
Hi there.
How's it going?
Hey, great.
You guys watch that show? You guys were discussing what I was wanting to watch last night.
You know, I'm going to hang up on that. Yeah. You didn't know what we want to talk about. The guy who was on the show for being so smart to make it to $500,000, did anybody else notice that when he answered the questions, Regis would say, what do you want? A, B, C, or D? And the guy every time said, I will say number D.
Oh, he said number D?
I will say my final answer is number C. And Regis would repeat it, go, number C?
Oh, God.
That's your final answer?
Two idiots, like, working in consort.
Right.
Wow, number C.
The guy must have said it five times on his question.
That's like grammar school. That's a grammar school mistake.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey,
this is Melanie, and I was at the King's Dominion today.
You were at King's Dominion today?
Yeah, I was at the trip. My sister and I took off a day of work to go down there today.
Oh.
We got there at 9:04 because of the terrible traffic, and the person who was giving out tickets had already left, and everybody on the bus was telling us how she wouldn't wait 1 minute for the extra people who were coming a little late, and Dennis came after us. Dennis came minutes after us.
So Dennis showed up late after the bus?
Dennis showed up at, like, he was driving in right directly behind us, and we drove up to the bus that was pulling off.
What road were you on?
What road?
Yeah, I mean, were you on a major highway? Was there a traffic jam on a major highway?
No, we were pulling out of the JCPenney parking lot at the time.
Because I know there was a tractor trailer on one of the major arteries that did one of those deals where they not only did it block both lanes of Route 66, but it also spilled that fantastic gasoline all over the road, shutting down. So if anybody, but Dennis doesn't come from that.
No,
he comes from Maryland.
He's in Maryland. He would have
I think we just hit normal traffic, basically, but we were less than 5 minutes late, and the woman left.
Well, you know, time is time, honey. What can I say?
Time is time. Well, how come you guys were talking about Dennis not being there and the bus waited for an hour? Because the bus didn't wait an hour.
All right, we have a discrepancy. We have a dilemma regarding whether the bus waited for an hour.
I've been told now that the bus was there at 8 a.m. People were told to arrive by 9 a.m. and the bus did stay there for 1 hour until, from 8 until 9.
We were told to be there at 9 o'clock.
Okay, what time did you get there?
At 9:04. I agree we were late, but...
Okay, thank you.
You should understand that the rules about time involving this show are very stringent. I'll see you at the fantasy football draft.
I'm not asking with you about that or anything. I'm just trying to tell you that whatever you were saying about Dennis being there an hour late, are you saying that we were supposed to be there at 8, so when he came at 9, he was an hour
who would
late?
Who would really know what the details are? Is this
probably Charlie Broyhill.
Mm-hmm. Were they supposed to be there at 8 or were they supposed to be there at 9?
We were told 9 a.m.
Okay, what time? Again. I don't doubt that, but what time did you arrive?
I already told you three times. I said 9:04.
Okay. So you were late.
I agree with you. I was late.
Okay.
I'm not trying to say otherwise. What I'm trying to say is that I didn't think that Dennis was late, and I heard you saying that earlier.
Well, if you said Dennis was pulling in right behind you, and you were...
And if we were told to be there at 9, he wasn't an hour late. He was 4 minutes late. He wasn't an hour late.
She could take some advice from the great Mike Douglas.
Who always said to be 5 minutes early
exactly
for every appointment.
And I agree with you. We totally thought we left in due time, but unfortunately we didn't make it on time. And I understand why we didn't get to board and that all happened, but you guys were just saying
Charlie,
that Dennis
people
was an hour late.
Were they told to be there at 8 o'clock or 9?
I told everyone the same thing. The bus leaves at 9 o'clock,
right.
So make arrangements to be on the bus when it leaves.
All right, and now it says on my screen, they were told the bus leaves at 9, not to be there at 9. Everyone was told to be there between 8 and 9.
Oh, okay. That doesn't. So you were an hour late.
Well, we weren't told between 8 and 9. All we were told was specifically at 9, and we didn't realize it was going to leave directly at 9 a.m.
No, you were told specifically the bus leaves at 9 o'clock.
We were just told to be there at 9, as far as I remember.
As far as I remember now.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I'm very sorry that you missed the bus.
Yeah,
but perhaps
I'm sorry, too, because we took off day of work and everything just to be there.
Hey, well, maybe this will be a good life lesson for you, then. Don't be late. I apologize that the bus left on time. I'm sorry that everybody...
You should apologize.
I'm sorry that everybody else on the bus...
How dare you people be on time?
I'm very sorry that everybody else on the bus was there on time and that the bus left on time and that you were late thus far.
Everybody was on time because there were probably less than 20 people on the...
Honey, Christ, you got a mouth on you.
Yes, I do.
Listen, you were late.
Hey, but let me tell you one more thing. If we actually made it on... We did get onto the bus. We did get on the bus.
Wait. If you got on the bus, what are you complaining about?
Okay, what I tried to tell you before is the person who had the ticket left before the bus even left. We got on the bus, and everybody on there says, you got to...
Wait a minute. What do you mean the person with the tickets left before the bus left?
That's what I mean.
What do you mean? Explain that. Don't
okay.
You know, when somebody says, what do you mean? You don't say, that's what I mean.
Well, I mean what I said. The person with the tickets left before the bus left. We got there. We got on the bus because it was pulling off.
The park?
But they saw us pulling up and Dennis Murphy behind us.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on.
So Charlie, hold on
there, Gidget. Now, if she got on the bus Does that mean when she got to the park that the person with the tickets would give her the tickets?
No, there was nobody. They told us. Okay.
Quiet. I was asking our producer.
Please.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Please be quiet for a moment. This is all hard for me to understand, too, because I believe I've suffered irreversible brain damage.
It smells better in here, though.
It does. It does. The fan has worked. But I'm not thinking like I used to before this happened.
Charlie, can you answer the question here about the tickets?
No.
Okay, all right.
All right.
Listen, why can't you answer?
Again, I wasn't there.
I'm very sorry that the bus left without you. I'm sorry that you were late. I'm sorry that you're mad about this. I'm sorry. What do you want me to do?
I want to know why this chick with the tickets took off before the bus.
Honey, the chick with the tickets, I'm guessing, was there until 9.
Now, the chick with the tickets, I spoke to the chick. She told me she left after the bus did. Do you know what chick you were looking for? Do you know what chick you were looking for?
No, because she left.
She said she was going south. She was going down to Dixie.
Oh, the Dixie chick.
Right.
Who was it? Was it Tammy?
I can tell you that she didn't leave.
Hold on.
I'll just call Tammy up. Hold on.
You have,
for Christ's sake. What, Charlie?
On line 9.
Yeah?
You have Dennis.
Oh, all right. Well,
I don't know if you smell my like that.
I'll just use the inside line.
I thought you were pointing at my armpit.
No.
What with my brain damage and all. I will not be thinking clearly on the rest of this show.
I think you've really come out of it well, Mike.
I think I'm speaking. I'm not slurring like I was before.
You know Martin Lawrence, I'll tell you that.
What's up?
Martin Lawrence, of course, in a coma. Has he snapped out of that coma yet?
Broadcasting WGFK.
Hey, hi, Colette. It's Don and Mike. Can we talk to Tammy, please?
Sure.
Thank you. All right, now we'll talk to the girl with the tickets.
And the kaleidoscope eyes.
Promotions.
Tammy, hi, it's Don and Mike.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, guys.
Hi, we have...
Uh-huh. Hold on. Let me put you on with this.
Sure.
With this disgruntled customer.
Good. Disgruntled chick.
Here is Melanie.
Yeah.
Melanie, this is Tammy, who is our wonderful promotions director. Wait.
What?
Hold on. What?
The chick with the tickets.
Why are you waving your arms so violently?
What?
Because she's so pissed. Maybe we shouldn't let her go to the beach house.
This is Melanie whatever. From the beach house.
Oh, man.
Melanie.
What?
If you're going to the beach house, what are you bitching about for?
Because.
We are giving and giving and giving and giving and giving. Are you a contest pig?
She can't win twice
for
3 days anyway.
No, this is the first contest I've won in years.
Hold on.
Didn't win anything because we got there and the ticket chick left.
Hold on. I want to get this resolved because we have the ticket chick on the line with us.
Producer is breathing heavily. That means it's always a very good sign.
Tammy, who was our wonderful promotions director, who incidentally, you know, never gets anything wrong. I'd like to point that out.
Tammy sweats the details, and that is the way it always works.
Tammy tells us that she left the site at 12 minutes after 9 o'clock today.
Well, let me tell you something. That absolutely cannot be true, because Allison and my sister and I got on to that bus, and we drove with them for a good 10 minutes trying to figure out where the tickets were and if the person who had them was on the bus. When everybody on the bus came to us, no, the girl left already. We've got our tickets, but you don't have, they're not going to have yours. You're going to have to wait when you get there.
Melanie, I said, screw that.
We jumped off the bus.
Do you follow this, Tammy? Hold on, Melanie. Be quiet for a minute.
I was the one. The chick with the tickets got there early. Everybody that was there on time gave them their tickets. They signed the release forms. They got on the bus with Taz, the wonderful bus driver. We waited extra time so that we could give time for Dennis.
How much extra time did you wait? Because we got there before Dennis.
I pulled off at 12 minutes after 9. I was parked right next to the bus in a lovely WJFK Redskins truck.
That would make 10 minutes. Waited for 10 extra minutes.
We waited, and then I even said everybody...
Let Tammy speak, Melanie.
Sorry, I'm having trouble here.
You know, I would have loved to have waited all day, but everybody was supposed to be there by 9.
Melanie!
So we left. I mean, I apologize. I wish you could have gotten there on time, and you would have gotten your tickets, but I took the remaining tickets home. I gave tickets to the bus driver. Everybody else had their tickets, and they needed to get on the road.
Okay, I understand. We didn't get tickets because we weren't on time. It's our own fault. But don't try to say you were there till 10.
Melanie, you can't drop that bomb. You can't use that language.
I forgot. Well, whatever. I don't
don't know what kind of clock you're using, but it was definitely 12 minutes after 9.
Tammy, I'm giving Tammy a round of applause.
I'll send you some tickets to Kingston in the mail. I can't help you otherwise. I'm sorry you missed the bus, but we waited till 12 after, and I left, and that's what happened.
Okay, well, I have one last thing to say. Then you, Don, and Mike asked everybody who was on that bus what time it took off, what time we got
Melanie,
on.
Melanie, I want to tell you something.
I am thoroughly confident that we could ask everybody on that bus, and they would corroborate Tammy's story.
Tammy, all right, goodbye. Thank you, Tammy.
Bye, guys.
Hold on. I have Dennis Murphy.
We will find out once and for all.
Okay, I would ask everybody. Let me point out before we talk to Dennis, I would ask everybody on that bus except for Dennis.
Right.
Hey, Dennis?
Yeah.
Do you have anybody there who was actually on the bus today?
Yeah.
Put somebody on.
Okay, I'm in the bus.
Okay.
Oh, he made the bus.
Okay, so you were on the bus.
Yes.
What time did the bus leave?
The bus left at 9:05, and I got it at 9:04.
Well, now, wait. Tammy says the bus didn't leave till 9:12.
No, 9:05.
No, Tammy says she left at 9:12 after the bus.
Oh, okay, but I made it after she left.
What?
I made it after she left.
So, how... I forgot, you got the great communicator here.
I thought that Tammy...
Okay, this is what happened. After the bus was pulling out, I made it and I got on.
All right, did you see Tammy leave before...
No, I didn't see Tammy.
You didn't see Tammy?
No.
I think we need to speak to someone else about the time. I don't trust Dennis. Yeah. I don't trust Dennis.
Dennis, put somebody else on, please.
Okay, hold on. I'll let you speak to the owner of the phone. Hold on.
We'll speak to someone who was on time.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. Don, Mike.
That would be a first. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Hey, were you there on time, sir?
Yes, I was. I was there 45 minutes early.
All right. As most people were instructed. Right. Can you tell me, what time did the bus pull out today?
The bus pulled out about 9:05.
Oh, my. Okay.
Boy. And they were going to leave on time, and then, we were like, wait 5 more minutes. Dennis ain't even here. And then the bus was leaving, and he pulled up right then.
Okay.
And he didn't have a ticket to get in, but the bus driver of the bus gave him a ticket.
What were you told about the departure time of the bus, that the bus would leave? Were you told to get there early because the bus would leave at 9 o'clock sharp?
No, we weren't.
What were you told?
I was just told to be there if the bus to be there by 9 o'clock.
Okay, be there by 9 o'clock.
Right, so the bus, maybe that does mean the bus was leaving at 9 o'clock. But I figured...
John, I want to talk to another person.
All right, can we talk to another person?
Yeah, hold on.
Oh, dear.
Hello, Don and Mike?
Yes. Can you tell us, please, what time did the bus leave today?
The bus left about 5:05 or 8:05.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a 3-minute difference.
Your girl in the JFK truck?
Yes.
She left, and then as the bus was pulling out of the mall parking lot, Dennis drove up in his car and was waving his hand out the window and going crazy. So the bus stopped, and we let Dennis and two other girls that were late, too, got on the bus then, too.
All right, that would be Melanie would be one of the other girls that got on the bus.
Did Melanie even make the bus?
I don't know. Hold on.
What was one of the girls' names? Allison?
Hey, Melanie?
No, Melanie. It's Melanie and Allison.
Melanie and Allison.
Melanie, did you even make the bus?
Yes, we both got on that bus. And then made the bus driver stop and let us off because we realized there was no tickets on that bus for us.
Not anymore.
Oh.
Can you hear me?
Do you believe me now about the bus leaving at 9?
No, I don't.
Why? Everybody just told you that.
Well, I still believe Tammy. I'm sorry.
So when you got down...
Well, you must like Tammy then.
When you... Like Tammy, she does a fine job. When you got down to King's Dominion, could you get into the park?
No, I didn't go to King's Dominion because we realized we're on the bus for about 5 minutes, and before we even got on the Beltway, we realized there's nobody there to give us tickets. Everybody else on the bus already had theirs.
Because they arrived on time.
They're complaining.
Exactly. I'm agreeing. I know.
Hold on.
What's going on?
What's going on with you at the phone at King's Dominion? What are you yelling about?
Oh, they're saying that the bus left before 9.
They were late.
All right, hold on.
I'm not saying that the bus left before 9. I'm saying it left at 9:05, and that girl didn't stay till 15 after, like she says.
She didn't stay quarter after.
She left before 9:05.
Hold on a second.
She said 12 after.
You know, can I say, hey, Melanie, can I tell you something? Tammy, I'm defending Tammy here because what Tammy did is she left after the bus left.
That's not true.
Don and Mike, is Tammy your girl?
Yeah, Tammy works for us, yeah.
Yeah, she left before the bus left. That is true.
Steve?
She wasn't there to give Dennis and the two girls...
Hold on, please.
Hold on.
Someone else
want to
talk?
Everybody, hold on.
Hold on.
Like five...
Christ.
Is it always an adventure on this show? I like the mysticism.
We just can't give away prizes on this show.
Didn't keep the producer from eating his ho-ho, though.
That
to me is keeping a cool head under fire.
That's right. I love that.
I just like broadcasting to be Jeff Cass.
I call that. It's Don and Mike. Can we talk to Tammy again?
Sure, hold on a second.
And I'd just like to point out, I have a very important performance coming up here in less than an hour.
Guys.
I'm very upset.
I know,
and
you're sensitive this time. It's pregame is what it
is,
right?
Hello, Tammy.
Hi, guys. Hi.
Did you leave before or after the bus?
I stepped off the bus. I said goodbye to Taz and everybody. He closed the door. I pulled off and assumed the bus was coming right behind me. Whether or not Dennis came up at the same time or a second after, I don't know. But the bus door shut behind me. I got in the truck, left, assuming the bus would follow me right out. And
I find no fault with Tammy.
No, nor do I.
I find no fault with...
I waited there. You know me. I'd waited.
You know,
it didn't matter.
There wouldn't be a bitch if Melanie and her sister and Dennis had just arrived at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's... Right. Not like you're obligated. You assumed everybody was on the bus. Everything was taken care of.
Right.
That's valid.
I have a feeling Charlie and Mike told the people everybody knew to be there. The bus was departing at 9. Charlie's very good with that. So is Mike. So it's just miscommunication.
Well, it sounds like that's what I have. The bus say be there by 9.
Right.
Okay. Thank you, Tammy.
Bye.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I'm going to put an end to this.
Melanie?
Yes?
Melanie, listen. You're SOL. You were there late. You know, what can we say?
Well, let me just say, I agree with you. We were late. It is our own damn fault that we got there 5 stupid minutes late, and, you know, we blew our chance to get on the bus.
Right.
But all I'm trying to argue with you about is the fact that this woman's saying that she waited after the bus. That's not true.
Okay, because she's not saying that. She's just saying, she just said what happened.
And if you were late, that's a moot point anyway.
Well.
No, it is, Melanie. It really is. And we've said that we would be glad to give you tickets to the park for another day.
And I think what our issue is here is that Tammy does a great job, and we know she does a great job, and she works very hard for these trips to get everything. She's out there, you know, in the morning waiting for people, giving them their tickets, making sure everybody gets on the bus. The bus doors close behind her, and she splits, and then the bus pulls out of the parking lot. That's not Tammy's fault.
I don't know whose fault it is.
Melanie,
of course you do.
It's your fault, honey. You got there late. Melanie?
She's gone. Well, and Melanie's supposed to be going to the beach house? And her sister, Allison.
Yeah. I know. Listen.
And she's gone!
Well, now I feel like replacing in the beach house, but, you know, on the other hand, it might be fun having a couple of bitches there.
Having a firecracker.
Yeah. I think we should let him still go to the beach house.
You know something? I couldn't disagree with you more.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, this lady that y'all got bitching about the bus.
Yes, ma'am.
Why didn't she just get in her car and drive to the damn park?
Well, it was an issue.
To me, like, y'all picked her the very first day to go to the beach house.
It was an issue of tickets.
Anyway.
You can't say the S word, lady.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. No, you're not.
Somebody should have been going anyway.
Okay, all right. Goodbye.
On the other hand, don't you think a big heaping spoonful of Gavin might do Melanie well?
Yeah, that's true.
Think about that.
She's your roommate, Melanie.
That's true. Thanks for agreeing with Don again, Rob.
I'll hook you up, dude.
Hey, I'll put it up to a vote, man.
I'm so tired of everything. Rob, I know that. He doesn't need any help all the time. You know what I mean?
He really doesn't.
I was just making a statement, and I wasn't even serious about it.
Hello. These are the guys at King's Dominion.
I want to hang out with that guy. He was cool, kind of cool, though.
No.
Now, these are the people at King's Dominion that aren't even listening to us.
Now, are they discussing this situation?
I guess they are. Hello?
Hey, John.
Yes.
Yeah, what's up, buddy?
Well, what are you guys doing there?
We had Dennis Murphy. He just sang Hurt So Good. He did karaoke.
We got on video.
Hold on, I can't hardly hear anything. What's up?
Is everything all right there?
Yeah, we're having a great time.
Okay, good.
We missed those two hot blonde girls. They got off the bus like in the...
Were they hotties?
And they walked back.
I would just like to point out that they were late getting to the bus in the first place.
Yeah, that's right.
That's okay. The bottom line. I mean, that is the irrefutable fact of the matter that they were late.
Yeah, they were late, but they were pretty hot, though, and I'm psyched, because our dates didn't show up. None of the dates showed up.
Oh, you mean the blind dates that we hooked you up with?
That's right.
Oh, okay. So you were hoping that the two hot girls would be able to...
It's kind of a sausage fest over here, but...
You know what somebody should have done, really, if they were complaining about not having tickets, if you really wanted them to stay on the bus and you had any money in your pocket, I don't know how much it cost to get into the park.
Like
you
$15.
Said, right. You would have said, hey, well, you know, we'll pop for your tickets to get into the park.
Yeah, and the Bubba Gump shrimp? We never got any of that. Oh, never mind.
I listen.
Never mind.
How old is this? I hung up. I'm tired of doing contests, and people just bitch at us about it.
Right, and I know you have a performance to do.
Yes, I do, Mike. I have a performance to do. And we have two more shows to do before we're on vacation. And that's my point about the beach house. You know, we're pretty full today,
right.
Pretty full tomorrow. Sign me if you want to come in on Saturday and do an extra show to try to pick two more girls for the beach house.
I can't do that. I have brain damage. I swear to God.
Okay.
I might, you know, I'd be lying if I said I was sitting there going...
Okay, listen, and not to mention the fact we're only about an hour behind now.
Are we really?
Yes. Well, look what time. It's 4 o'clock already.
Well, I'm sorry, but I think that the blame falls squarely on Melanie.
Oh, Melanie,
head.
No doubt.
Absolutely.
No doubt. Another successful Don and Mike promotion. People really do win on the Don and Mike show. We will check back.
And we didn't get our shrimp.
We will check back with a group of Kingston midgets in a few moments. Now, let's just clear these lines out. Just clear them all out.
Clear them good.
Come on now, shoot.
Don. Go.
Get. Caller 100. We got it for you. 1-877-365-3636. Us, Rio K Dodo Mike.
Or Up Pen Kendo.
Or Up Pen Lendo. We will take the 100th caller right now. Good luck.
This is the Don and Michael Mara.
Here we are.
Yeah.
Already running about an hour late.
Right. Yep.
And the producer just told me, oh, he got the times mixed up. The crocodile's going to call us in about 10 minutes.
Fantastic.
Well, that's the same time as we have Rob Grill scheduled to come in.
Uh-oh. And now, does Rob Grill have any flexibility?
Well, I guess he's just going to be sitting back in the green room while we talk to the crocodile hunter. It'll take him a while to get here anyway, since
right.
Rob went to pick him up. And you know, Rob drives like Mr. Magoo.
Rob is very deliberate when it comes to the road.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Yes, you are. What?
Believe it.
What is your name?
It's Penny.
Penny, where are you from, Penny?
I'm from Vienna.
Penny, you won two movie passes plus the prize pack for the movie The Iron Giant from AMC. But wait... There's more. What Girl Doesn't Want the Pull My Finger CD.
And, oh, my God. That's so great.
The Pull My Finger T-shirt. Order them both by calling 1-877-PASS-WIND or visit them on the web at www.pullmyfinger.com. And we thank you.
Thank you.
Penny.
Little Penny.
Lady,
little one.
Lady Penny.
Yes.
My
Penny
lady.
From heaven. Penny Lane.
Hold on, please. Penny lover.
Penny for your
Penny
thoughts.
Penny for your thoughts.
Yeah.
thank you. Hold the line, please.
Okay.
Hold on a second. So if a crocodile hunter is in the next break.
Right.
That means we have to make this break a little shorter since the first break was over an hour long. And Buzz, you're holding something in your hand.
I am. It's time for a home run update. Sammy Sosa has just hit his 53rd home run of the season.
Well,
putting him two ahead.
That should put you in a slightly better mood.
Mark McGwire.
You're about to get in a fist fight with everybody 10 minutes ago. And now,
it does.
There you
it
go.
It does. Even with my brain damage, it does.
53 for Sosa, buddy.
Yeah.
And 51 for McGwire, buddy.
Right. That is the update.
Mm-hmm. The Dennis Murphy sweepstakes. Of course, Sosa hit one last night.
Right.
We had so much going on in the first break, we neglected to mention that.
There you go. And so two ahead. I like that.
Right.
The more the memory. You know, before the memory. The more the memory. The more, the merrier. Thank you.
Right. And I hope McGwire gets off the schneid.
What is the schneid?
Yeah,
I always wonder what they say that on ESPN all the time.
But I hope he gets off it, whatever it is.
What is the schneid?
I don't know. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Buzz, what is the schneid?
I don't know either. I hope someone else does. I won't ask the question a third time.
Look it up.
You'll have to excuse me.
Look it up, Buzz.
What is the schneid? Wait, like that's going to be in the dictionary.
I know the schneid must be something. It must be some... thing that they refer to, or it could be just a fictitious word. S-C-H-N-I-D-E?
Schneid.
Schneid.
Like part of a guy's name.
Or
like
maybe,
Schneider.
You know, do they pronounce the D-E, or is it Schneid? Oh, no, it's Schneid.
It's Schneid?
Well, I think I've never seen it written down.
Chris Berman is one who says it an awful lot. He says get off the schneid very often.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey, buddy.
Buddy, how you doing?
Hey.
Hey, this is Mimes David. I'm calling from Albuquerque. I don't know if you guys haven't. I can't hear you today because you've been preempted by a stupid baseball game.
I'm sorry about that.
And didn't know if you'd were aware you guys made the front page of the Albuquerque Tribune today.
In what regard, sir?
Well, the headline's racist comments fuel protest.
Really? Is this about our call to the town in Mexico that wants to make Spanish their national language?
That's it.
Yeah, we heard about that. We heard about that.
Okay, well, there's not a big protest, but a couple of thin-skinned Albuquerqueans are out protesting, so.
Out protesting our show?
Yeah. Well, the whole Citadel Communications that brought you.
Wow. Always controversial.
It's wild. Thank you, my friend.
Sure.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
That was someone just hung up on us.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, hey, it's Johnny Fairplay.
Yes, hello, sir. Kelly Fairplay?
Johnny Fairplay.
Oh, Johnny Fairplay. Hello, Johnny.
Hey, you guys remember me. I did the underwear fashion show. You called me Andy Dick, and then I did the dating game. I was supposed to go out with some big girl, and she never called.
Right, Johnny Fairplay.
Johnny Fairplay was looking forward to a really nice evening out with a big girl.
Well, no, not really. But anyways, I did you guys a favor, Dave, for all that you've done for me.
How so, Johnny Fairplay?
Well, I have a show on the internet. It's a real audio show that people listen to. It's like it's for wrestling.
Well, I can tell already it's a gigantic favor you did us.
Absolutely, Johnny Fairplay.
It is. There's a wrestler named Lodi, and his gimmick is he has a tag team called the Gaylords, and they use a gay gimmick. But anyway, Lodi brings posters to the ring, and during the interview that I did with him today, we talked about the last Las Vegas style show. So Monday night on TNT, he's bringing a Don and Mike show poster to the ring.
Well, thank you. I will sit by the phone and wait for the call from MGM for our three-picture deal.
Thanks, JFP.
Thank you, Johnny. Johnny Fairplay. Thank you, Johnny.
Hey, thank you.
Okay, goodbye.
One of the many great Johnnies in America.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
What's shaking, Loke Daddy?
Hey, buddy.
What's up?
Hi.
Hey, my name's Jude. I'm calling from Sacramento, California.
Yes, sir.
Calling you about the band Slip into Coma.
About Martin Lawrence?
Mm-hmm.
Martin Lawrence?
Slip into Coma that has you on one of their tracks.
Pardon me? Oh, it's a band.
That has a recording from your show on one of their tracks.
Right. You're not talking about Martin Lawrence slipping into the coma. You're talking about the band called...
Slip into Coma from Sacramento, California.
Isn't that the band?
You asked them on the radio, told them you were going to sue them?
Yes, right.
I saw them the other day in concert.
They illegally recorded portions of this show...
Right.
...and put it on their record. That's not right, man.
Yeah, I know. I when I saw them in concert, after the show, I went up to all three of them individually. I was like, how's Don Michael? Intriguing you do. And they're, oh, dude, this guy went furious. Jorge, he's like, man, forget those guys. They be calling us and harassing us. Starting a bunch of trash.
Have we called them and hassled them?
No. We called them one time.
He said
call us.
You talked a bunch of trash about them on the radio.
Right. Well, hello, it's called copyright, that you're not allowed to record something off the radio and then reproduce it. It's like that stupid thing you hear during baseball games.
Sure.
No portion of this game can be repeated without the express written consent of Major League Baseball.
No,
the pictures, description, and accounts of this game. And this is a game. I think we all know that. This is a game every day.
And
I'm not upset about it. In fact, I got a kick out of just how upset he got about how you guys talked about him.
Well, we were upset. I mean, look.
Frankly, it's the best CD, or it's the best track on the CD.
Well, I thought the CD sucked, to be honest with you. And
see the album cover? A little kid holding a gun to his head?
Yeah, and if any band
I think what we talked about was not wanting to be associated with that. We really didn't want it because we didn't like... you know what it was all about, man.
We would just appreciate any band out there that would like to incorporate our show into the record. All we'd appreciate is a heads up about that.
Yeah, and if the heads up, chose us a CD like that, we kind of said, forget about it.
Right.
Right.
You got something else, Buzz?
No, I'm sorry. I was just holding your card.
Well, you're holding that card in the way you hold a paper, when something happens.
Sorry.
A lot of times, Buzz... He doesn't say that he has something to say. He'll just hold the paper and wait until I look over and see that he's holding a paper.
He's polite that way.
Yes, he is. He's nice that way.
He's nice that way.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello, George.
Yeah, this is George from Las Vegas.
Hi, George.
Hey, I wanted to tell you the comment off the schneid from Chris Berman.
Oh, yeah.
That means that they finally won a game. They're finally not 0-4 anymore.
Well, we understand the concept.
Okay, duh. But we don't know what is a schneid.
Oh, I see. Actually, I have no idea.
What, do you think we're so stupid that when Chris Berman says the Cubs finally got off the schneid, we don't know that he means they finally won a game?
No. Sorry about that.
So you did think we were that stupid?
No, I didn't.
We're really not that stupid.
Sorry to be master of the obvious.
We're stupid. We're not that stupid.
Right.
Okay, well, I'm a longtime fan anyway, guys. And
okay.
Love the show.
Thanks.
Bye.
Goodbye. I'm going to call them because they are so stupid. They don't know that off the schneid means like getting back in the wind column.
Hello, John and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hey, my name is Dan. How you guys doing?
Hey, Dan.
I'm calling from Fairfax.
Yes, Dan.
Just wanted to tell you guys are radio gods, you bunch of assholes.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
Hello, Don and Mike show. I forgot about that assholes. Hello, Don and Mike.
And their illogic and foolish emotions sounds to be urgent. Unlike you, we humans are full of unpredictable emotions.
I'll go one more try to see if anybody's got their schneid thing, and then we got a break because we can get the animal.
Maybe it's the great mystery and it'll never be solved.
The crocodile hunter guy from Animal Planet. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I want to tell the boys what schneid means.
Okay,
bench.
You are talking to us now, sir.
We are talking to you. Basically, what schneid means is bench.
Bench, it's a synonym of bench?
Yep.
See, I don't trust anybody who says basically it means.
Right.
Because that means, I think it's just something that this guy's noodled through on his own.
How did the bench become to be known as the schneid?
I don't know how it became, but I've heard it over the radio, though. Okay. Over a radio played game.
All right, let's go to one last call. Here's Gus in Spokane. Gus.
Yeah, that off the schneid.
Yes.
Means get off, up off the mat,
Listen, for the last time, we know what it means. We want to know what the word schneid means. We know what is implied by saying get off the schneid.
Exactly.
But the word schneid.
Is it a noun?
Is it a verb? Is it an adjective?
I mean, what is the deal? I mean, is the schneid something that exists? Is it something? And the last guy got close, but Don's right. He said basically, which kind of indicates it's probably not the case. So we want to find out. At one point, was a bench referred to as a schneid? Well, hey, you're a schneid warmer.
I love you guys.
Well, see, here's another guy who really doesn't know.
I used to like the show they ran on the Westwood One Network, Pharrell on the Schneid.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, this is North Turner.
How many schneid presses can you do, Mike? Oh, great that you're trying to think of anything that has bench in it. And, of course, the great catcher for the Cincinnati Reds, Johnny Schneid.
And you know something? The Supreme Court every month comes up with many schneid-marked decisions.
Okay, here's one last person. Mike.
Schneid is Yiddish, and it means off the losing side.
Off the losing side?
Right.
All right, it's a Yiddish word?
It's a Yiddish word.
Okay.
It means get off the losing side.
Get off the losing side and get on the win.
Get on the winning side.
I believe that.
Do I believe this guy?
I totally believe it.
Right.
If he's lying, it's a phenomenal lie.
Mystery solved. Thank you, my friend.
You're welcome, guys.
Thank you. Goodbye. Bye. Now, listen, we have to do another break, and then we'll be right back with Steve Irwin. Both of those in.
Right.
Going to see my son scrimmage and going to the Vegas style show. I'd like to point out, that although we haven't mentioned it for a couple of days, we're still pissed off at the Virginia ABC board, and today is the day that we should have done our most recent Las Vegas-style show. It should have been happening
absolutely
like 3 hours from now.
That's right.
Buzz?
Yes.
Whatever happened, where's that phone number you had from an ACLU lawyer?
It turns out that guy wasn't an ACLU lawyer. His specialty is constitutional law. He's with the Libertarian Party, and he offered any help that he could.
Cuckoo.
But I did
contact... Did he get you Lyndon LaRouche's autograph?
No, he didn't. But I did write a letter via email to the Virginia American Civil Liberties Union, and I got what I thought was sort of a dumb and unsatisfactory answer to that letter from them today. So I don't know how much help they're going to be. Hopefully we'll hear from somebody. Maybe they have an office around here. That's what I'm hoping.
I would think that the ACLU would be on our side. For goodness sakes, doesn't the ACLU like help those Nazis have their stupid rallies?
The ACLU is all about freedom of speech.
Right.
And all the constitutional freedoms that we are granted in this country. And it seems to me that that would be logical, but who knows? I think they're totally subjective. They pick and choose who they want to get involved with.
Because we're supposed to be having the Las Vegas style show
right
tonight, our wildest ever. What you got there, Buzz?
Well, this is the little letter I wrote to the ACLU. From where I sit, the Virginia Alcohol Beverage Control Board is an unchecked Gestapo whose authority has gone far beyond the regulation of alcohol. The board, for all its good work, is engaged in the prior restraint of free speech.
And at the end of this, did you attach one of your nude photos?
No.
One of your email pornos?
I was saving that for a reward if they were able to help us out.
All right.
In the Washington area, see, this is in Richmond, so I'm explaining. The WJFK's Don and Mike show recently got a call off the air from an ABC official.
Do you still have the letterhead that is your stationery, basically, which was, you know, that faint print in the background that is you naked?
No, I'm using, the stationery I'm using now has that reclining woman you often see on truck mud flaps. That's my favorite.
Okay.
The official warned that if the show took its nightclub act to a Vienna, Virginia club, fans of the show would be arrested for taking part in the show's body antics and so on. So I explained everything to them today.
Did you say body antics?
I did.
I thought body.
I thought
body.
They would enjoy that.
The ribaldry. The ribaldry of the Donovan.
Anyway,
body.
You know the rest. So today I got this very short answer. I use my real name, so it says, Dear Mr. Elston, I am writing you concerning your recent letter to the ACLU of Virginia. I can understand your concerns regarding ABC policies. My question is, have you somehow had your rights violated by their policies? Sincerely, and then the guy's name. I'm thinking, you know, when free speech is suppressed, aren't all of our rights violated?
Yeah, the answer to that would be yes.
Yeah.
We have been violated by them. They have threatened to put our listeners in jail if they show up and participate in our show.
I think I can help you.
Good.
Here's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I think what he's doing is he's actually targeting. He wants to know if you specifically have
right.
a case.
It's
a very legal question that he asked you. And he's coming to you saying, you know, what specific case can I get involved with? You know, if there's something where I could take you and, you know, that's what he wants. He wants your personal involvement.
Well, then write him back, Buzz, and say yes.
I will write him back, and I will say yes.
There you go.
Send him that porno. Send him that same picture you sent me today.
And here is an example of my free speech at work.
And how did you title that to me? Today's picture?
What was the title of today's picture?
You know, and that always makes the picture. That Buzz always sends a wacky title.
My favorite was, We're Building Here.
Just a Taste.
That's right. That's what it said today.
Just a Taste.
And he was right. It was just a taste. Just a taste.
Yesterday, it was Buffy Jody, time for your bath.
Oh,
my God. Man. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I want to say how much I enjoyed your singing, man.
There you go.
Oh, thank you.
You've got a kind of Brian Adams and Rod Stewart thing going.
I love
thank
the look
you.
On your face.
Thank
I
you.
I do love it when they call him like that.
Yeah.
You get a little look in your mouth.
Yeah.
Your mouth, like, you don't purse your lips, but you get a look on your face where it just kind of goes, oh, really? You are super digging that. That is fun.
Of course I am.
You think you could go out on tour with them like Blackie Parrish and...
Yes, and I would instantly be Blackie Parrish to the grassroots like John Stamos is to the Beach Boys.
You're singing makes
me... Do they have any conga drums that they use in their music?
I would play bongos. Hell, the Beach Boys don't play bongos in their songs.
Do you have a good pair of bongos?
I could go to a thrift shop and buy some, Mike.
Okay.
Oh, no, don't buy me bongos
all
for
right.
my birthday.
I'm telling you that I'm just kind of fishing. Thank you.
Yeah, we all are.
Your singing is the equivalent of a vibrator.
All right, now I'm getting the feeling that I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop here.
Absolutely not.
Okay, thank you. Hang up then.
Bye.
She was somebody to call. There are two ladies that have that same kind of voice like that they call
yeah, all the time.
Right?
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, yes. I want to talk about the crocodile hunter.
Yeah.
Did you see the episode where his wife actually fell out of the boat when they were out hunting crocodile?
Did I see the episode where what?
His wife fell out of the boat crocodile?
I didn't see that one.
No.
Okay.
Pretty hilarious.
All right, thank you, sir.
Uh-huh. Once again, my theory proven. I've said this for years. Anyone can watch television.
Tell us Don and Mike show.
Hey, can I get an autographed picture that I can J-O to?
Sure, I'd be glad to. Who do you want me to make that out to?
To Brian.
To Brian.
Brian.
Brian, got you. Okay, Brian.
All right, I'm going to J-O to it.
Okay.
All right. J-O now.
Say, hey, Brian, here is your autographed picture for you to J-O to.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, your singing was way out of tune. Not to mention the coarse and raspy voice. Now look, you had your chance, and you blew it!
It's this guy.
You blew it, Donnie.
Watch, I'll show you who this guy is.
Fag! 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 Fag!
And that weak-ass story is the best you can come up with.
And that weak-ass story is the best you can come up with.
Nice bush.
Nice bush.
Nice bush.
Nice bush.
Fag! 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 Fag!
Did anyone ever tell you you're a moron?
Ever tell you you're a moron?
That's a great repeater.
He calls all the time, too.
He's a human sampling board.
Hello, Don, on my show.
Hey, Don.
Hey, Baldy.
Just wanted to say hey. I think it was a word of support. I really do.
It's not a compliment call.
Oh, that's okay. Exactly what
he
it was.
He just got cut off.
Yep. Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, that show the guy was talking about where the wife fell in the water?
Yeah.
The reason why she fell in was because he was trying to wrestle with a 7-foot snake that he was let biting him in the arm. And it bit him about 8 times.
You know that he was let biting him in the arm.
He was letting the snake bite him.
Ah, letting. Okay, the ING goes.
You know how nice those people are, the crocodile hunter and his wife. She called back.
Oh, really?
After the commercial. She's so upset that Steve was fighting this alligator today and couldn't come talk to us. Charlie, they have definitely been rescheduled, right?
Yes, they have.
Yes, they have.
That's a cool thing. I mean, we called, if you just tuned in, we called, and they were going in the middle of this crisis where a crocodile was going mad and killing everything it saw.
Yeah, the crocodile hunter.
Look at that. He's getting the fish.
I'm going to get him, and I'm going to wrestle him. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Homo Joe here, Don and Mike.
Hello, Homo Joe.
We can use the ACLU, so they violated Homo Joe's rights because I'm gay. And I couldn't do my challenge without being locked up.
The ABC board, you mean? Ah.
Right. Well, no, Homo ACL. Joe, why don't we just leave the ACLU stuff to Buzz? I feel very confident in Buzz hanging my all of my hopes on Buzz with the ACLU.
Okay.
Have a great day.
Now, don't get your panties in a wad about that. Don't be all upset.
No.
Don't leave me a mean message tonight on the station's voicemail.
This is Homo Joe, and if he's going to talk to me like that, I won't be a part of this show anymore.
No, because I have a couple friends who are ACLU lawyers in D.C., that's all.
Really?
Have them call me.
Okay, I'll just give them the station's number for Buzz.
Great.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks,
right,
Joe.
Bye.
Don't get all upset, Joe.
All fine.
Okay. All right.
I'm looking forward to the beach house. So just two girls that act like they're a little young, I don't know.
You'll have a wonderful time, Joe.
Hey, I can't wait. I'm going to get to put them in the same room as our good friend, Tom Gavin.
Hey, would you like to talk to your new boyfriend?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Mike Rockhead, come here, please.
Mikey Rockhead. You hear him light up there?
Mm-hmm. And, Joe, why don't you go ahead, you know, and talk your gay talk to him if you like.
Yeah, absolutely. Talk to him like you would meet him in one of your bars that you go to.
Where is Michael Rockhead?
Mike E. Rockhead.
Come here. Come on, Mike. Hey, Joe, I'll tell you something. He's not wearing that Yankees hat today.
No, he's not. No. Helping him think clearer.
So you got rid of that butchness then, huh? Mm-hmm. Just over one night.
Here he is. Here's your boyfriend. talk to Joe, Mike. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Mike. Don't let them do this to you, man.
I'm just here to prove my manhood.
You are very masculine. Don't worry about it. You are straight. No doubt in my mind.
But, Joe, come on.
See, here's the issue. Joe's helping him out because Joe genuinely likes Mikey Rock.
Right.
He really does. I believe they have a very good relationship.
He's a good guy.
I'm a nice guy. What can I say?
That's it. I mean, he's always nice and polite to me on the phone. So.
You know, this is really, frankly, I mean, we're doing a show for all our listeners, but we get a wonderful private show when Mikey Rockhead saunters up to the microphone, and he has to look on his face really like he's going to the guillotine. He really does.
I will tell you that he has many off-air conversations with Homo Joe.
He does, and they're always pleasant.
He was telling me, hold on, Mike Rockhead, you were telling me yesterday what a nice guy Homo Joe was.
Well, yeah, I talked to him for a minute or two. We don't...
But you agree that he is a nice guy.
He's a nice guy.
We've all had conversations with Homo Joe.
Who you enjoy talking to on occasion.
When he calls.
Would he be, of all the regular callers that we deal with on this program, would Homo Joe be one of the nicest people that you deal with?
Well, I like all the regulars. Dennis is a nice guy, too.
Who's your favorite, though, Dennis or Homo Joe?
I'm on a tight rope.
That's a tough one, Don.
Who's your favorite?
It's too close to call.
He's the master diplomat, Mike Rock.
Let me just make a point here quick.
Yes, Mike.
If you would have asked 100 women that yesterday, too, who would they rather be with, take out the money factor, I think I would have been chosen as well.
What are you talking about?
Because you asked Homo Joe who he wanted to be with on the show, which guy, if he had to choose a guy.
My point is, you think if we asked
the money figure,
you insulting SOB. You bastard. So you think if we asked girls on the phone, if there was no boundaries, who they'd want to be with?
Pick
you over me or Mike or Buzz or Broyle or Rob?
No, the thing is, Homo Joe's seen all of us.
Hold on.
Homo Joe,
hold on.
He's seen us.
Hold on.
All right, we have to get somebody that's been to a Las Vegas style show.
Let me find some girls here. Hello?
Hey, Don Mike.
No, there's another guy. Hi, what can we do for you? Oh, you pompous little ass.
I swear to God.
Yeah, like you're so hot.
Absolutely.
You're so hot with your alfalfa haircut. Oh, please. Look at him. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yep, that's not a girl there either. Hold on.
Hello?
Oh, God, hello, Mike. I'm calling from Transylvania.
He is calling. He's being very thoughtful.
Beautiful, Dennis. Appreciate that. Hold on. I'm in the middle of an experiment right now. I'll come right back to you.
Okay,
I'm
waiting for you all.
We're in the middle of an experiment with super stud Mike E. Rockhead.
Hello?
A guy that
Stafford
thinks
he... rules.
What?
No, that was a guy.
Better looking than any of us.
Hello?
It's Homo Joe still.
Oh, sorry. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Oh, you know, now all the guys are calling because they know we're looking for some girls to call.
Come on now, we want women.
I can't believe
we want women.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
All right, here's a lady.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby, let me... Rockhead.
Rockhead, you crack me up.
Let me ask you a question, lady. If none of us, if none of us were married, and if you were not married, who would you be with? Me or Mike or Buzz or Charlie or Rob A? One of us or Mike Rockhead?
Can I rank you?
Yeah, that'd be great. Sure.
Okay, well, I first would have to go with Buzz because he's a wild sex man.
Wow. All right, Buzz. Now, that to me is the logical... first choice.
I'd like
really
to point out, Rockhead, you've already lost.
Can I ask her a question?
She has to finish her list.
She has to fight unseen.
Shut up. Finish your list.
Shut up.
All right.
This is based on what I know of you all not seeing you.
All right.
Thank you.
And your personality.
I think if she was to see you, Rockhead,
you don't
necessarily want that.
Absolutely.
I think you're probably
I want that. Don't worry.
I think you're probably better sight unseen.
Continue the ranking.
Now, number two is a tie between Don and Mike.
Okay.
Take that.
Now, Mike, are you the one that answers the phone all the time?
Yeah, the Mikey Rockhead is the guy
all the time, but most of the time.
I was answering the question. Do not interrupt again, Rockhead.
She was asking
me. I'd have to go with Rob A.
Oh!
I love
Robbie. That means he would... Hold on, there's one guy left. Charles Broyhill. Who would you do first, Charles Broyhill or Mike Rockhead?
I'm sorry, Mike, but it's going to have to be Charlie.
Charlie Broyhill! Oh, and he tastes the bitter taste of defeat.
Sounds like she's 80, though.
Let me tell you, no, she sounds like very young. How old are you? How old are you, ma'am?
I'm 33, and I'll have you know that I've been told numerous times I look like Sandra Bullock.
Right, I bet you're very hot.
Yeah.
Just to recap here, number one was Buzz, number two was a tie with Don and Mike, number three was Rob A, number four was Charlie Broyhill, and number five was Mike E. Rockhead.
Sight unseen.
Okay.
Hello? Hello there.
Hello?
Don and Mike. Oh, here's another lady. Hi, lady. What's your name?
Vanessa.
Vanessa, where are you from?
Sacramento.
Oh, this isn't Vanessa from Strip Trivia, is it?
No.
Oh, okay. Damn.
Vanessa, let me ask you something. Just a hypothetical question. Of course, we're going to pretend for the moment that we're not married and you're not married. Who would you be with first? Would it be...
Charlie.
All right, Charlie Broyhill.
Charlie Broyhill first?
Then,
I'd just like to point out that right now it's a moot point, Rockhead, that as of right now you've lost again.
Right.
All right, who would be second?
Buzz.
Buzz would be second. Very good.
All right, who would be third?
I don't know. It's either Don or Mike.
Go ahead and pick Don first. It's his day. Rob Grill was here.
That's all right.
I will take fourth.
You can pick Mike. As long as I'm ahead of Rockhead, I don't care.
Mike.
Okay, Mike. Then?
Definitely Don.
Then? Okay, that leaves Rob A and Mike Rockhead.
Rob.
That's
great.
And then look who's bringing up the rear again. It's Mike E. Rockhead.
Can I point out she's 3,000 miles away?
Does it matter?
I saw you guys.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you saw
us.
Saw us.
Uh-huh.
Not me.
No, not you.
Oh, right, because you're so handsome.
Not you.
Because you're so Fabio-like, Rockhead. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi. I wanted to put my 2 cents in here because I have met you guys.
Okay, beautiful.
All of us, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, very good.
What's your name?
My name is Anna.
Okay, Anna,
Uh-huh.
Let's hear it in order, please.
My first is Mike. Oh. Mike, your partner, Mike, because I've met him, and I had the biggest crush on him before he got married.
Hi, Mikey Rocket. How's that make you feel?
You lose again.
Okay.
All right.
And then it would be Buzz.
Buzz.
All right.
Six,
and
Buzz.
Then Charlie.
Then Charlie. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling good here.
And Mikey Rocket, he's just a young little boy. He's something you'd play with.
How old are you, ma'am?
I'm 36.
Okay.
And what does that mean?
What is that? Yeah, what's wrong with that?
What's wrong with 36?
You call me a little boy. I just wanted to make...
No.
She, okay. She said you're very childlike.
All right. You lose again, Rockhead. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. God bless.
All right, let's talk to just one more woman.
All
just
right.
One more. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
It's Kimmy.
Kimmy, where are you from?
I'm from Sacramento.
Now, listen, you got to admit, she sounds young, Rockhead. Yeah. She sounds like a hottie.
I can't wait, though. When are you guys coming back? Because I'll be 21 in October, so I can finally go to your show.
That young enough for you, Rockhead?
Listen how young she is.
Okay.
Who would you be with first, Kimmy?
I'd have to be with Don and Mike first at the same time.
All right, with Don and Mike number one.
I'd like to point out this is the fourth woman in a row who would not be with you first, Rockhead.
Right.
I'm sorry, but you know what? I would be with Rockhead second. You know.
Second.
Oh, that's your highest rank so far.
Yeah,
thank you, Kimmy.
Just because, you know, that whole Rockhead thing, you know, Rockhead, it makes you...
Oh, I live up to it. Don't worry.
Oh my God.
Probably, is Christine part of this?
Is what?
Is Christine part of this?
Wait, something interesting.
Really?
Are you a carpet muncher?
Oh, I love carpet.
Okay, so it gets kinkier.
Well, no, Christine's no longer here, but you can put her on the list if you like.
See, there you go. That'll be nice.
All right, thank you. But, you know, it's important to note, again, that's now four girls in a row, and none of them have selected you number one.
Which really would shoot your theory of if the women had their choice, they would pick me first, too. That would shoot it all to hell, Mikey
Rocket. I think it's just the celebrity status. I'm not there yet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you think on an even playing field, without the show, and everything that goes with it, you think if we were all, like, in a lineup,
they'd
pure
select you
because,
first.
You know, and
Mac and the Honeys, yes.
He's so full of crap.
I think he may win, though. He may have now won the Balls Award for phone screeners on this show.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone has had more brass and come in here with an outrageous statement.
No, I will tell you that in the past, it has been a sign of limited intellect for our phone screeners.
That is true. Yes.
If you remember, Jimmy the intern came in here all the time challenging people to fight.
That is true. That is true.
Right.
You remember? Absolutely.
Cannon
but not challenging everyone else on the show, which is what
No, that's a first.
That's true.
No, that is a first. That's an absolute first.
I'll fight you all.
All right. We'll get out of here. Listen, the point in all this, Rocket, is that where's Homo Joe?
Yeah, where's Homo Joe?
He's gone now. I don't know.
Homo Joe's not on the phone.
The point is, Homo Joe is your boyfriend.
No.
Yes, he is.
No.
Yes, he is.
No. He loves you.
No, never.
No, he's in love with you, Rocket.
Maybe in love with me, but I'm not in love with him.
Right.
Thank you, Mikey Rockhead.
Thanks. That's one of the funniest damn things I've ever heard on this show. That is fantastic.
If you take the money out of it,
I know that.
All the girls would go with me, man.
That is great.
Right.
I love that.
Right.
I love that.
Absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I might have to keep him around for. Nah.
I don't think so. More show coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show. 11:40.
Oh, boy.
You like the mysticism. The Don and Mike Show.
I like the mysticism.
Millions of high blood pressure sufferers in China are using Z-Strong, and it's now available in the United States.
Well, hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don.
Yes, sir.
Hi. First time caller. Just want to say you guys are doing a great job. I love your show. And I just wanted to ask you guys a question.
Yeah.
You keep talking about paintball in Ocean City, and I'm going there this week, and I'm dying to try it out. Can you help me up with that?
Can I hook you up with that?
Yeah, help me out. Just, you know.
Can I help you out? It's on Route 50.
Route 50?
Right.
Are you going to be there this weekend?
Oh, I'll be there Saturday and Sunday signing autographs.
In your camouflage outfit.
Yes.
Real funny.
Singing all my favorite grassroots songs.
Oh, really? That's funny.
Okay, right.
You guys are real funny.
Listen to this guy. Now, hey, you want to fight?
You know,
I'll fight.
This is what I love about the show. The guy starts off calling saying, hey, I love the show. I'm a big fan.
Right.
Then he asks a stupid question, and he gets a flip response back to it, and then all of a sudden, the guy turns on us.
Yeah, it's real
funny. What do you guys expect? You're making fun of me. You expect me to just take it?
You call me with a stupid question.
It wasn't a stupid question. I just wanted to know what you guys think of paintball. You keep bragging about it. You're like, yeah, paintball's all good. Paintball's all
fun. I love playing paintball.
I want to try it out.
All right, I would like to ask you, would you mind if I asked you a more specific question about the exchange? Could I do that?
Please do.
All right, the question would be, define how Don would help you out or hook you up, so to speak, with paintball. What kind of answer were you looking for?
Well, first of all, it's to help me out, not hook me up. And help me out, I'm looking for, first of all, A, where would it be? And two, if you'd want to go play so we could, you know.
I'd love to go play paintball with you.
Oh, really? I'd love to go play paintball with you.
More than anything, I'd like to play paintball with you.
I think my question was answered.
All right, thank you. And I gave you an honest answer. It's on Route 50.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
But frankly, I don't like giving plugs to businesses that don't...
I don't want a plug.
That need to buy commercials on my show.
Mm-hmm.
So if they buy commercials on our show, then maybe we'll talk about them.
Sounds good to me.
Thank you.
I'll see
you there tomorrow at noon.
I'll be there.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I made a new friend.
Bye.
He came up on the short end of the stick.
Sure did. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike, just wanted to call and tell you I loved your show.
Thank you, sir.
But I just wanted to ask you a question.
Yes.
I have a little problem. I wonder, can you solve it?
Of course, we can solve most problems.
I have like a 7-day itch. I was wondering, what should I do about it?
A 7-day itch or a 7-year itch?
Seven year.
A 7-year itch.
You just said it was a 7-day itch.
I'm sorry, 7-day itch. What should I do?
Well, I mean, are you talking about the 7-year itch, which means you are...
Itching bad.
Oh, no, I think this guy is talking literally about... Does it itch in your crotch?
Yes.
Is it something...
It's itching bad. Should I see a doctor about that?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. You probably have some kind of crotch rot.
Crabs, probably.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Always so sad when we'll never really know what he meant.
I think he really had itchy thighs.
I got the 7-day itch. Is that on any medical book or something like that?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey. Are you listening to Don and Mike?
Hello. Hello, you're on the air. Well, what was that I just heard?
What? That would have been my brother.
Okay. Hello, you're on the air, sir.
How you doing?
Hey.
I just heard someone calling in about paintball.
Yes, I love paintball.
That sport sucks.
Oh, you're so wrong. Paintball's great.
Paintball's great, man. I played once, got hit right in the face.
Wait a minute.
I thought you just said paintball sucks.
It does.
Well,
I got hit in the face. That's why it sucks.
You understand that you just said paintball sucks, and then you said it was great.
No.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Carl. Hello, Michael. Carl, I'm from Cancun. How you doing?
Now it's Dennis Murphy.
Yeah.
Dennis, hold on. I got one more important call. Come right back to you. Hold on. I know that Regis Philbin is on this line. Hello, Regis.
Hi, Regis Philbin here from ABC's Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Hello, Regis. How are you, sir?
Yeah,
it's Mike the TV boy, of course, is Regis.
Regis, what's new?
Preach?
I really mean this.
You mean what?
Thanks so much for your enormous response to our show.
Well, you know, Regis, you got to say that show's the hottest thing on TV right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Frankly, I'm amazed it's getting such great ratings.
Yeah.
Regis, do you have difficulty reading the cards because you're stupid?
Yeah.
And Regis, you screw up a lot of the answers on that show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
The show goes on.
The show goes on. Feeling pretty lucky about getting this gig, Regis, that it's become so successful?
Yeah.
Yeah. Does Kathy Lee hate the fact that you have a number one show?
Yeah.
Regis, is that your final answer?
Final answer?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
My final answer is, your teeth are fake.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you have fake teeth, right?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, come on. You have big dentures, don't you?
Hey.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
How do you feel about the TV show's success, Regis?
I think we're coming back in November for a couple more weeks of shows.
You think so?
I'm very happy for you, Regis.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you this. You know Alex Trebek, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean that.
Really?
Yeah, you know Peter Marshall.
You know Peter Tamarkin.
You're not even a Tom Bergeron. You know who that is? That's the host of the new Hollywood Squares, Whoopi Goldberg. Tom Bergeron.
He is the, hi, how are you? How are you? Hello, star.
You're worse than he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, the show goes on.
Okay, thank you. Any final words of wisdom, Regis?
Don't hurt me.
Don't hurt you. All right, goodbye.
Okay.
And they hung up.
Okay. All right. Whatever.
You know, that guy, Mike the TV boy.
You're right in the middle of that.
It's
time.
Either hit or miss.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just more stuff.
Right.
And
I mean, he's got to put more stuff up. Get more tapes of Regis than Regis just saying, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree, Robin.
Yeah.
Very nice pantomime for Mike the TV.
Hello. I'm Dennis.
God, how you doing?
Here he is now at Paramount's King's Dominion,
man.
Major Amusement Park. Dennis Murphy was on our party bus today with how many people finally? I know we gave away 50 seats, and we heard from some of the guys on the blind dates that the girls didn't show.
Yeah, I would say you gave away 50 tickets.
Yes.
But you 22 showed up.
Well, that's about 50% showed up.
Not bad.
50%, and that's not counting those two bitches who couldn't.
Those two bitches.
Because they were late.
I wish it was a game.
You what, Dennis?
I wish it was a game because they were good looking.
That's what we hear. They're very hot.
Yeah, they're very hot.
That's why we decided not to drop them from the beach house because we heard they're so hot looking.
They're hot and they've got attitude. Yeah.
Believe me, they are hot.
Dennis, what have you guys been doing at the amusement park today?
Actually, everybody's been enjoying themselves. The favorite ride so far is Volcano.
The favorite ride is what?
Volcano.
The volcano.
Oh, I thought he said Raw Pino.
No,
okay,
Volcano. The volcano.
Dennis, did everybody get their bubba gum shrimp?
I went over there to talk with a manager, and she said no go.
Oh, she said no go.
So sorry I asked.
Huh. Hey, besides that, we're having a great time, guy. And, like, thank you for having me come and enjoy this fine group of people.
Dennis, what can you tell us about this group of listeners up at King's Dominion with you right now?
They are really interesting bunch. I think everything has gotten along just fine today.
Are there any other hotties that went on the trip, Dennis?
Yeah, actually, I have a good trivia contestant, Sarah, and I have a makeup
Sarah.
Girl.
Sarah, now, is Sarah the tall drink of water with blonde hair?
Sarah was actually the Cher with the wild, she was the crazy shit.
You know,
Sarah?
I figured out who she looks like. She looks like that girl that was Roseanne's daughter on that show.
Yeah, Melissa Gilbert. Right.
Melissa Gilbert.
Sarah Gilbert.
Right. That's who she looks like. Yes, hi, Charlie.
Shut up, Dennis. She looks like Lisa Bonet.
Yeah, there's a little Lisa Bonet there.
Yeah,
okay. Absolutely.
Okay.
I would agree with that. Lisa Bonet, looking good.
So she's there, Dennis.
Yeah, she's there. I'm on the latex girl, Rob Griffin's here.
Oh, the latex girl. Let me hear about how's Amanda the latex girl? Put her on the phone.
Okay, hold on. Amanda!
Now, you remember Amanda.
Hi.
Hey, Amanda, baby.
How you doing, Amanda?
I'm
Amanda.
Such a fun time. You guys sent some Russian guy, and he doesn't know America very well, and we've taught him the wonders of corn dogs. And fun dip.
And are you going to show him any other ropes, Amanda?
Not yet, no. None of our dates showed up, so we're all, like, trying to get along with each other. And it's a great bunch of people, and we're having a great time.
You remember that Amanda's the girl that came down and took off her top and let Buzz paint her with the liquid latex and then peeled it off. And before that, she ran out in the street when she was all latexed up.
It was an exhilarating show.
I have the pictures in, and I actually have them, and I need to send you guys copies.
Fantastic.
I sent them once, and you guys didn't get them.
Oh, well, please send them again, Amanda.
Send them again. You know, and I also sent lots of pictures today, too.
I can't believe that on both sides of the blind dates that neither one, I'm not surprised that the girls didn't show up for the guys.
Right. So my guy did not show up.
But I'm very surprised the guy wouldn't show up. We said how hot Amanda is.
Absolutely.
Not to mention the fact that she's already taken her top off on the show and got painted with liquid latex.
And I mean, the phones went nuts when we were trying to hook you up, and I'm just amazed the guy didn't post.
I might come to the next Vegas style show and get hooked me up.
That reminds me. I'd like to know when the next one is, since we were supposed to do that one tonight, and the Nazis at the ABC got it canceled. I'd like to know when the next one is. So, Amanda, are you having a good time?
I'm having a great time. Thank you so much.
Beautiful. How has Dennis been?
Funny. He got up on stage and sang, what song was it?
Feels
so good in front of, like, hundreds of people.
Really? Was it a special stage show that they were doing?
It was a stage show.
They gotta love that when Dennis comes up.
And one guy got it on video, so it's
were there any children there that might have been running away?
Oh, there were tons of children. Mm-hmm. Everybody was dancing and clapping.
Mommy, make the man stop singing. Make the bad man stop. Oh, Amanda, great talking to you. Put Dennis back on.
Okay, hold on.
Hold on a second.
Hello, God. Hello, Mike. How you doing?
Hello, Dennis. So, you know, how's it feel back to be back in the collective bosom of the Don and Mike Show?
Thank you, Don. The last couple of weeks, I felt really down about myself.
Right, I know.
I was a failure in everything I did.
Well, Dennis, you've done a very nice job. But you did make it to the bus on time, and
I will apologize to Candy tomorrow.
You are what?
I'll apologize to Candy tomorrow about my screw up.
And Dennis, are you drinking any beer on this trip?
Actually, I just had a Coors Light, my third one, and I'm feeling good.
All right, Dennis. Well, make sure everybody has a great time.
Hey, do you want to talk with anybody else?
No.
What, Rob Grippy? Not your groupie?
Rob Grippy, man who lives in his car?
Yeah.
What is Grippy wearing, Dennis?
Oh, I have to say, he does not smell today.
He does not smell today.
No.
Well, that might be your own smell that's overwhelming you.
Could be your breath.
I could just tell.
You know, I don't know. I don't want to talk to the man who lives in his car today.
Hey, Dennis, I have another question for you. What have you eaten today?
Actually, I had a burger, french fries, and three glasses of beer.
That's all?
Yeah.
Really?
Dennis Murphy survival diet.
Man, he's dieting.
I'll go back to Rodman after I get off the phone.
Right, all right. Well, have a good time. And make sure everybody gets our best wishes, Dennis.
Okay, no, but thank you for letting me be a part of the show.
Dennis, just for everybody who has to ride on that hot bus back with you all the way to D.C.,
yes.
Ride the log flume.
you know,
in lieu of a bath.
Absolutely.
You know what? I'm going to do that, so I'll do that.
Excellent. Good idea.
I'll be soaking really wet, so. Hopefully I'll come out better.
Enjoy your Baskin Robbins. Don't forget the nuts.
Thank you, Dennis.
Okay. Hey, thank you, Don. Thank you, Mike. And Mike?
Yes, Dennis.
Do you love me now?
Do you love him now,
Do
Mike?
I love you, Dennis? I've loved you forever.
Oh.
I've always loved you, Dennis. You know that.
Hey, Mike?
Yes.
I hope I spend the night over your house.
Well, it's not looking good for you right now, Dennis.
Dennis, right now, Sosa's up 53-51.
Oh, did he hit one today?
Yep, he hit another one today.
Oh, I'm sorry, Don.
That's all right, Dennis.
But, you know, even if you go to Don's house, that won't diminish my love for you.
Oh, thank you, Mike.
Okay, very good.
Dennis, I would like to point out.
Yeah.
I also love you.
Oh, God.
I was hoping you'd say that.
God, you're not gay. Mark is more gay than you are.
Oh, screw you.
Oh,
I don't love you anymore.
Oh, okay.
That's all right. More Dennis for me.
That's right. I certainly don't hate you, Dennis, but I certainly don't love you as much as I did before that horrible thing you said to me.
All right, I love you, Dennis.
Okay, not that there's anything wrong with being gay.
Right.
Okay. Hey, thank you for having me down here, and I'll make sure everyone has a good time.
Thank Beautiful. Thank you.
And
bye. Bye-bye. Bye, lover.
Bye-bye. I was just being firm with him, but it really has. Nothing's really changed.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello there.
How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
Okay, I found out that Jack Diamond is stolen.
I have to delete that out.
Yeah, thanks for the bulletin, but we don't need to hear that.
Okay, he did.
All right, thank you.
We got to be careful what we say about other disc jockeys,
all right?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, Donna Musha. Hey, if that's true, that's great news.
Hey, man.
Great news for the woman.
Hello,
What's
Donna.
What's up?
Donna Musha.
How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thank you.
Hey.
What?
So when's Dennis and Homo Joe going to hook up? I bet he'd like him to spend the night there, eh?
Listen, a couple of years ago when Dennis was having a real dry spell with women, we actually had Homo Joe take Dennis out for a night to find out if Dennis was gay or not, and Homo Joe tells us Dennis is not gay.
Really? That's hard to fathom.
Really? We've tried almost every medical experiment possible with Dennis.
Yeah, he is not gay, but we still love him.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
It's Marcy.
Yes, hello, Marcy.
Marcy, how are you?
Marcy Shatner?
Well, it could have been William and Bill. You know, William, Bill, and Marcy. But it's not.
I'm still worried about the fire extinguisher. Did she make any sense there?
No, she didn't.
Okay,
no.
I was just checking.
Marcy, what can we do for you?
Well, I was listening. My husband's at the King's Dominion.
Yes, turn your radio down, Marcy.
Okay.
Are you consoling yourself since you,
No, I was just laughing. I want to say hi to all those guys. I know they're having fun.
Oh, all right. So that's nice of you, Marcy.
Yeah, my husband was the guy that said that he looked like the white Sinbad.
The white Sinbad? Then you're a very lucky woman.
Yeah.
To be with the white Sinbad.
Do you have any children?
Well, she's 20.
So your daughter's 20?
Uh-huh.
Does she look like the female White Sinbad?
No.
Big orange hair?
No, her name's Daisy.
Have you noticed
how fat Sinbad is?
Yeah.
I was watching, every year he does
Sinbad
that.
Sinbad has a weird body to start with.
Every year he does that show on HBO where he like goes to Jamaica or somewhere. He has some really hot bands.
Oh, yeah, he's had some great shows.
And he stands up on stage, and first off, he wears the baggiest possible clothes to hide how fat he is.
And I think he's really fat, but he's got really super skinny arms, and they're really long arms, too. Mm-hmm. And he just has an unusual body. Always has his pants and those pajamas that he wears hiked up, like, around his nipples.
No, it's nothing like that.
And he gets those big fans going up on stage because it's hot there.
Right.
And if you watch the HBO show, every once in a while, Sinbad turns around, and the wind blows the wrong way, and you just see his big belly over the top of his pants. Oh, he's fat.
He is.
But I bet your husband, the White Sinbad, is quite the handsome man.
Well,
right, Marcy?
I love him.
Oh, yes.
Marcy?